Game on.
Golf.
So, before we chat to Greg Allen, I can tee up an exclusive interview courtesy of Greg himself. So after a historic announcement yesterday, which has significantly tightened the strategic alliance between the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour, the chief executive of the DP World Tour has been speaking today to RTE Sport. As part of the new alliance, 10 players from the DP World Tour will gain full PGA Tour cards for next season, but there is much, much more to this. It is a proper formal alliance of what were once rival tours. So the levels of the agreement are in response to the emerging LIV Tour, which of course is Saudi-backed, which stages its second event in Oregon this week. So DP World Tour Chief Executive Keith Pelly sounded quite a relieved man when he spoke to Greg Allen a little bit earlier on today.
Yes, I was relieved. It's been frustrating not to be able to speak, but I couldn't until we could speak freely and have clarity on where we were going and what our future was. And that future now is to change our strategic alliance to a joint operational partnership with the PGA Tour. It's been a very interesting and challenging time, as you know, and there's no question this has been accelerated by what has transpired over the last couple of months with LIV Investments. But for our members, it gives them security, guaranteed prize funds for the next 5 years to grow. It gives us a chance to transform our tour. And the additional investment will allow us to do so much that will allow us to grow our national opens, which is something that is critical for us. Just like here at the Horizon Irish Open, we can make it even bigger and we can make it even better and we can make it even stronger. So I can't tell you how optimistic I am about the new partnership.
The feeling that almost a world tour is being created in parallel to what will be a tour, it won't go away, LIV will not go away by the looks of things. Or how do you answer the questions that the DP World Tour might lose its identity with the bigger brother, much bigger brother PGA Tour and forming this strategic alliance?
Well, I would answer that there is no chance that will happen. The PGA Tour see the unbelievable value that the DP World Tour brings. Our knowledge of the international markets, our relationships, our national opens. This is a full integration without consolidation, without a merger, and at the same time, keeping our complete identity and our independence. What I will address, and I'll address it head on, because there is 10 spots, 10 players not already exempt in next year's ranking, get a PGA Tour card, and a very good card at that, a card that will see them play for between 27 and 29 times and potentially for $450 million, which is significant. However, we are the furthest thing from a feeder tour. A feeder tour is when you only want to be elevated to the next level. When you look that you're going to have 80,000 people here at the Horizon Irish Open, is that a feeder tour? When you have 120,000 at the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth, when you have events like Abu Dhabi, events like Dubai, we have a strong, vibrant, independent tour that now does have a pathway to the PGA Tour, but so many iconic events that now with this additional investment we'll be able to build upon.
How threatened was the DP World Tour in an existential sense by LIV if this alliance with the PGA Tour could not have been agreed to the terms which you needed to be agreed to retain your identity?
Well, I think that's an excellent question, Greg, and I would say that LIV Investments are spending a tremendous amount of enormous sums on players, and players, just a few players, but 8 events at $25 million, and next year the PGA Tour will have 11 events with an average of $20 million. Those type of prize funds aren't sustainable unless you're actually playing in America, where the commerciality and the size of the market is much different. So we believe that we did have to make a decision, and we had already made our decision in November of 2020 to have a strategic alliance with the PGA Tour. Now we said, and by the way, Jay and I have been talking about this for 5 years. This had just been accelerated by LIV Investments. And I don't think we were ever threatened in terms of our our existence. We will always be here. But in order for us to grow, in order for us to build and secure our tour long term, we have to do something significant. And this is something significant. Now you have guaranteed prize funds for our players. You've got a pathway. You've got a new global series we're going to create. You know, you even look at Horizon here. The PGA Tour assisted in bringing Horizon as a partner to the Horizon Irish Open. And next week at Genesis, it will be the biggest event in terms of strength of field that we have ever had on the European Tour. So, yeah, there's a lot of good things happening, but I'm relieved that we can now talk about it because it's taken some time. And as you can imagine, the last couple of months have been very stressful.
Did Liv approach the DP World Tour to buy you, as the rumours went? And was it a case of you measuring one offer against another offer?
No. And there's been a lot of rumours. You know, there was a rumour that I was in the Centurion Club when I was actually in Sweden at the time. There's been a lot of rumours. And I've tried to tell our staff over and over again, let's remember what is fact and let's remember what is fiction. In terms of the rumoured offer, what happened in 2021 in Malta, we viewed an unsolicited presentation from P54, which is the marketing agent of Golf Saudi. In September, I took that presentation out of courtesy to the board, and it was never an official written offer. I took that presentation to the board. It was a presentation where the financials were less compelling than that we had been offered by Rain Capital and the PGL some 9 months ago. That's back in September 2021. From then on, we focused on our partners at the PGA Tour. I haven't had any dialogue with Liv since the summer of 2021.
What is it going to look like going forward, the international schedule of the DP World Tour, with this alliance, with this very strong carrot for players to leave the DP World Tour and take one of those 10 non-exempt, already exempt cards?
Yes, but you look at it and you know, the Europeans that have lost their card, if we study it in previous years, stay and go to the Corn Ferry. They'll now come back to Europe. Well, at the same time, you know, with us being the number one pathway, you know, the players from South Africa, the players from Australia will come and play here because it is the best pathway. So I'm really not fussed by that in any such way. I think what you're going to find, Greg, to be totally honest with you, is I think your fields will be stronger going forward. I do believe that. I think there'll be more drama, more excitement, and with the additional investment, that gives us an opportunity to not only play for more prize funds, but put more into other aspects of our business, which I think can drive more consumer awareness of our tour and during the events. I haven't talked about it. We're going to invest every single tournament's going to have a signature hole. We're going to do something around the first tee. Like, you know, not perhaps as big as Ryder Cup, but that's going to be something we're going to do. We've got a couple of creative tournaments that we're going to put on the schedule that only we can do. Only we can do. And you can figure out what those are.
Oh, a little more detail. Come on, well, that's a teaser.
You can kind of figure that out. You can kind of figure out with all the nationalities that we have. We are an international tour. We are the global tour of the world. So we're going to use that those nationalities to do something creative. And that might even be as early as 2023. Most likely will be. But 2024 is where the real opportunity and the real changes you'll see. All this is exciting, but it's now moving forward.
In all coalitions, alliances, there is a larger partner and a smaller partner in politics, and almost always the larger partner, over a period of time, exerts a certain amount of authority or pressure, whatever it is, so that alliances can not fall apart, but diminish in terms of their alliance. Yeah. How do you protect against that happening over a period of time, over a 13-year agreement?
So it starts with, and Jay and I had this conversation over and over again, and it starts with the two of us setting the stage for the culture, setting the stage for how we're going to behave as organizations. It starts with a culture at the top with Jay and I, and filters all the way down. And if you build that right at the beginning, you know, that's the culture you have.
And just finally, to the selfish question, the Irish Open obviously has benefited already from the strategic alliance. You've mentioned the fact that Horizon are an Irish-American company, which are based in Dublin, and which are obviously sponsoring to the tune of €5.7 million. The Irish Open is one of those jewels that you have, which gives the DP World Tour strong identity as distinct from what they have on the PGA Tour. The Irish Open becoming a PGA Tour event has been spoken about, but surely it's something that you need to absolutely protect as one of the jewels, as well as the French Open, the Italian Open, the Scottish Open, the National Opens, those ones which have such strong identity, which give you your place in the world of golf.
Which, once again, would come back to supporting my argument that we're not a feeder tour to the PGA Tour, correct? You would agree with that?
But that's exactly what I'm saying, and I'm specifically asking, really, I suppose, about the Irish Open and its future.
Well, first of all, you said a PGA Tour event.
Co-sanctioned PGA Tour event.
Yeah, but first, it would never, I just want to confirm that it would never be unilaterally a PGA Tour event. It would have to be a co-sanctioned event if it was. Those are not the discussions that we're having right now, to be candid. We're talking about a new global series, which will have an event in Europe. The Horizon Irish Open is one of the national opens. It is something that we will continue to build. We thank Horizon and the way that the PGA Tour assist us in bringing Horizon to the table. Could that happen down the road? Again, it's not in our plans to co-sanction a number of events, to be totally candid. Scotland is unique. It has 14 of the top 15 players in the world with a strength of field of 670 with the first player. And it will be the strongest field in the history of the European Tour, now DP World Tour. That's something that's good for European golf. So I think anything's possible, but it's not in the plan right now.
So some very honest views from Keith Pelly there, chatting to Greg Allen a little bit earlier on. Certainly is a focus of Stronger Together. Greg Allen, if I welcome yourself into the conversation now, I suppose, what was your reaction to the honesty given in that interview to yourself a little bit earlier on?
Well, I think the DP World Tour have been, and Keith Pelly in particular, being the chief executive, have been sitting on their hands and not really being able to say what they want to say regarding the Live Tour and the projected response, because there have been lots of rumours. I've heard rumours that they were in, this is over at the US Open, that the European Tour were about to sign with the Live Tour. I mean, that was a strongly worded rumour given to me by someone who I really trusted. And he didn't say it was nailed on, but he said he felt it was more likely to happen than a PGA Tour, DP World Tour alliance. So, I mean, that could have been totally bogus in terms of the source of where that rumour emanated from. And this is possibly, you know, what's happening in this very turbulent period of golf. What do you believe until something is actually announced in hard, fast print, and also by the two heads of the tours that spoke yesterday, Jay Monahan and Keith Pelly, and Keith Pelly today being able to express himself? That's the reason for the honesty, is they wanted to quell, certainly Keith Pelly wants to quell all the bogus rumours that have been going around. And that clearly was a bogus rumour, judging by what he said there, because he said that they have not had any contact with the Live Tour since there was an approach by the marketing arm of Saudi Golf, Golf Saudi, in Malta, which is a type of a neutral territory, and that was back in September of 2021. So we're trusting everything that he says, because clearly there's very strong capital to the, you know, in other words, there's a lot of bullet points there. This idea that there was an approach by the Live Tour, it's not totally new. It was also a rumour, but that's now being confirmed. The idea that the PGA Tour and the European Tour, as I keep calling them, because it's very hard not to keep calling them that, but the DP World Tour are now strongly in alliance. This strategic alliance wasn't wishy-washy when it was announced at the beginning, but it wasn't, you know, it was a toe in the water by comparison. And to illustrate that, part of this strategic alliance is the PGA Tour buying into the European Tour Productions, which is the big TV operation that goes around showing the European Tour around the world. That was 15% when the strategic alliance was announced over a year ago. Now it's 40%, almost half. These are very, very strong alignments. And so the danger of the European Tour, DP World Tour, being overtaken by the PGA Tour. And that's why I asked the question about, you know, the way coalitions happened in governments and in politics, when a larger party takes a smaller party on board, and the smaller party can sometimes suffer the next election because they've been totally overshadowed by the larger party. And that is a real danger in any of these type of alliances. But this is a 13-year agreement, so it's not a four-year government term. It seems as though the reason, the honesty of all of that, is that he's been really looking to be able to be free to speak about what is happening in golf right now, because there has been so much rumour and conjecture up to now.
Absolutely. Well, it was a fascinating interview and a really, really interesting listen, Greg. I do want to chat about the Irish Open before time gets away from us. So you're down in Kilkenny at Mount Juliet, and it certainly reads like a who's who of European golf. So many big names. Of course, no Rory McIlroy. He's playing the JP McManus Pro-Am. But defending champion Lucas Herbert is there. Seamus Power, Robert McIntyre, Shane Lowry, Aaron Ray. I can go on. I won't. I will let you do the talking. So much to look forward to, and it all tees off tomorrow.
Yeah, Shane, the first thing I'm going to say is that there are a lot of players missing here, as well as there being a lot of very good big names. And we're very, very gifted in Ireland right now to have three of the world's top 40 players, exactly top 36 players, which is an extraordinary thing for the island of Ireland. You have Patrick Harrington, Shane Lowry, and Seamus Power. It's not Patrick Harrington, sorry, Rory McIlroy, Seamus Power, and Shane Lowry. I'm getting... poor Padraig, putting Padraig
after his big win at the weekend, it's fresh in the mind, Greg.
And also because he's here today, he's a bit tired, obviously, and he's actually, you know, become a star again as a result of the weekend in terms of this level of golf, not just seniors golf, because Padraig has such a presence because of what he carries with his three major championship victories. His Ryder Cup captaincy didn't go as well, perhaps, as he would like. But here he has bounced back with a US Seniors Open, and he's become one of the luminous figures of golf again, close to his 51st birthday in the Irish Open context. And Padraig was the first person who ever said to me, and other players have borrowed this since, that this is the fifth major for the Irish players. It carries such an amount of atmosphere. When you step on the fairway for the first tee shot or tee box or the fairway, when you walk down at 8 o'clock, as Shane will do tomorrow and Seamus Power will do tomorrow, it's the Irish Open. There'll be a big gallery here for them at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's not like other DP World European Tour events. It carries real sizable atmosphere, bigger than most PGA Tour events. And I can tell you, I've been to them and I've been to the Irish Open, and it never ceases to amaze me how big an event the Irish Open is in terms of how it feels. And to be honest, I wish it had a better field. There are five of the world's top 50, 11 of the world's top 10, our top 100. And, you know, I think it should be better than that. I'd like to see 10 of the world's top 50 and maybe 20 of the world's top 100. And that would be my baseline in terms of, I've been coming to Irish Open since 1985. That's a lot of Irish Opens. And I've seen them at their absolute crescendo, the era of Ballesteros, Langer, Faldo, Montgomery. They were incredible events to be at, because they were... it was arguably the biggest event, international sports event, in Ireland for all those years. And it still is to some degree, but we're much more gifted with having lots of international sporting events in Ireland now. So the Irish Open isn't perhaps what it was back in those days, and I think it should be, because it's got €5.7 million. And while this is a very good field, and, you know, there are other players in the field like Tyrrell Hatton, who's the world number 27, Thomas Peters, who's really rocking back to form, the Ryder Cup player from the 2016, who had a brilliant Ryder Cup partnership with Rory McIlroy, winning three times with Rory, 34 in the world he is. So there are really good players here. But, you know, I'd like to see some of the world's top 10 to some of the world's top 20 even, and there aren't any. But we have Shane, we have Seamus, we have Padraig. We have three great, you know, hands in the contest in terms of bringing the first Irish Open back to an Irish winner since 2016.
Well, hopefully, Greg, hopefully. Shane Lowry, Seamus Power are both very short odds, and you mentioned hopefully we get bigger names over the course of years, given its proximity to the Open Championship as well, which is only a couple of weeks away. Greg, unfortunately, we have to leave our chat there for today, but I'll be checking in with you tomorrow evening when the Open, or the Irish Open, I should say, tees off tomorrow. So, Greg Allen, for now, thank you very much. Still lots to come. We will be checking in with Stephen Higgins on the latest from Wimbledon, but up after the break, I'll be chatting to Aoife Murray and the Dean Doherty on ladies Gaelic football and camogie. RTE 2FM. Gaelic.
Game on 2FM with Green Farm. Green Farm's newest chicken and turkey range is full of B vitamins, which play a vital role in maintaining good health and well-being. Available in store now.